energy. This is the residue of experience held by the ego. Every experience has its own energy pattern, which is reflected in the brain as memory, emotion, sensation, etc. When you decide to recall something from your childhood, what comes to mind? Visual images, names and faces, all kinds of emotions, physical details, associations, various sensations. All of these exist at the level of energy. That is, without the electromagnetic field vibrating in a certain way, specific experiences could not exist. This energy is cleared in many ways: through dreams, insight, imagination, emotional release, deep recollection, confession, prayer, atonement, meditation, love, etc. Beliefs. Beliefs take us to a subtler level of the mind. Beliefs are like judges deciding whether an experience is positive or negative, right or wrong, desirable or undesirable. What you believe is reinforced by what you experience, but what you experience also alters what you believe. Beliefs are cleared by being aware of the sticky quality they possess. So when you watch your own behavior, you are seeing your beliefs at play. If a poor black homeless person asks you for a handout at night, and your response is to say nothing and walk away, consider all the beliefs that could be at work. Black is dangerous. The night is fearful. Strangers can't be trusted. When you stop defending the behavior of your beliefs, they become less sticky. You regain freedom to think and believe in a new way. Structure. Structure is the foundation of the personality. It includes your vision of life, your purpose for being here, your deepest goals, your view of physical existence, and your attitude toward pleasure and pain. These profound things are overlooked because people are too overwhelmed and too convinced by their beliefs and energies. Only after you start clearing energy and beliefs can you look at the why that is at the bottom of your participation in Maya or external appearance. Why are you alive? What is your overall purpose? To what higher values have you offered your allegiance? These are structural questions, and when you can see them clearly, they bring their own answers. Structure isn't the way energy is, and it can't be challenged the way beliefs can be. Structure is your vehicle for this lifetime. It's the boat you use to sail across the ocean of space and time. Without it, you would have no identity at all. You would be a cloud of energy without a center. All you can do with your structure is to witness it. In that moment of witnessing, you stand at the threshold where the person meets the soul. This is an enormously liberating moment of recognition. When you build any new structure in your mind, for example, deciding to see your life in spiritual terms, or learning parenting skills after a baby is born, or replacing the perspective of a victim with the perspective of someone who's in control, you're choosing to evolve. You are taking advantage of certain subtle qualities that pertain to mental structures as revealed by the rishis. They organize energy so that it serves the highest purpose. They interface this lifetime with universal experience. They open you to the higher self and its transmissions. They expose you to the force of evolution. To the extent that you're working on the three levels of energy, belief, and structure, you're connecting yourself to the field directly and consciously, which is how an open mind is achieved. You know yourself as wholeness, once and for all.